Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of this most amazing podcast, the only one where somebody is reading the dictionary, and that somebody is me. There's going to be a lot of abbreviations in this episode and the next episode, and yeah. So let us get started with the funness. First word is bay window, B-A-Y. Second word, window, noun from seven, what? Where did I get a seven? The 15th century. Number one, a window or series of windows forming a bay in a room and projecting outward from the wall. Number two is the number one definition for the word potbelly. Now we have the word bazaar. It is a noun from 1612. Number one, a market, as in the Middle East, consisting of rows of shops or stalls selling miscellaneous goods. 2A, a place for the sale of goods. 2B, the synonym is department store. Number 3, a fair for the sale of articles, especially for charitable purposes. And this is from the Persian word bazaar with, B-A-Z-A-R. The word we're talking about is B-A-Z-A-A-R. I don't know why we added a second A. And then in the Persian word, there are horizontal lines over the A's. So what I find interesting is that, that's because it's spelled differently. Okay, next we have bazooka. It is a noun from 1943, a light, portable, anti-tank weapon consisting of an open-breech smoothbore firing tube, that's a smoothbore firing tube, that launches an armoring of an that launches an armor-piercing rocket and is fired from the shoulder. The word bazooka is a crude musical instrument made of pipes and a funnel? What? I have to look more into this. A bazooka is a crude musical instrument made of pipes and a funnel? Well, how did it become the word for the anti-tank weapon? Let's look more into that one. Not that I'm into weapons and stuff necessarily, but it would be quite a rush to shoot off one of these bazookas from your shoulder. I think whenever I think of bazookas these days, I think of the scene in Batman 2, The Dark Knight, where the Joker has a little, I put that in air quotes, a little bazooka that he fires from a truck. Anyway, the next word is BB. It's just the letter B twice. They are both capitalized. It is the first form, noun from 1832. One, a shot pellet, 0.18 inch in diameter for use in a shotgun cartridge. Number two, a shot pellet, 0.175 inch in diameter for use in an air gun. Oh, they're very close, but very different. Now we have BB again, second form. It is an abbreviation for one, Bachelor of Business. Number two, ball bearing. Number three, base on balls. Number four, blue book. And number five, I hope I pronounced this correctly, B'nai B'rith. I don't know, that might be Hebrew? I'm not sure. It is capital B apostrophe N-A-I, and then capital B apostrophe R-I-T-H. Apologies for not knowing where that's from. Where that is from. Now we have B-B-A, all capitalized, abbreviation for Bachelor of Business Administration. Now we have B-ball, B-B-A-L-L. It is a noun from 1967, and we just have the synonym basketball. B-baller is a noun, and in both cases, they often capitalize the first B. Now we have BBB, all caps, abbreviation for Better Business Bureau. Now we've got BBC, all caps, abbreviation for British Broadcasting Corporation. Now we have BBE, all caps, abbreviation for Bachelor of Business Education. I told you there were going to be a lot of abbreviations. Next we have BBL, all lowercase. This is an abbreviation for barrel or barrels. Now we have B-boy, capital B hyphen, and then the word boy. It is a noun from 1981. A male who engages in the pursuit of hip-hop culture or adopts its styles. I feel like the description is the complete opposite of what the culture is that the B-boy, that it's describing. It just, they're very, the juxtaposition of that is very interesting to me. Also, these days, I don't think it has to be a male. I have a feeling there are women who are called B-boys, or maybe they're called B-girls at this point. I don't know. But yeah, it's very genderized. Let's see. This says the B is probably from the word break, which is a solo instrumental passage, or break beat. And yeah, don't B-boys usually do break dancing? I'm sorry, I'm not a B-boy. I don't know. I'm just basing this off of the little bit that I've heard. There's a movie probably from around that year, Breakin', which is all about breakdancing, and at the time, it was super cool. And then there was the sequel, which I don't think I saw, Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo, and that subtitle has become the running joke. If you ever make like a joke sequel to some movie, if you're talking about a joke sequel, people often like to add Electric Boogaloo just because it's a great subtitle. All right. Next we have BBQ, all caps. It is an abbreviation for barbecue. Now we have the abbreviation BBS, all capitalized, bulletin board system. I really wish that we would see BB-8 in here, but I think the book's too old, and I don't think that they would add that in here anyway.
Bah.
Now we have BC, all caps, abbreviation for 1, before Christ, and then it says often printed in small capitals and often punctuated with periods. Number 2, abbreviation for British Columbia. Now we have BCC, all lowercase. It is the first form. It is a transitive verb from 1989. 1, to send a blind carbon copy to. And number 2, to send as a blind carbon copy. I find it kind of fascinating that there's a lot of people these days who, well, there's a couple of things. A lot of people who are not aware of CC and BCC in when you send an email. They're not aware that that exists or what you can do with that or why it's there. And then a lot of, obviously, young people aren't aware of what those stand for, what those are. CC is carbon copy. And back in the day when somebody wanted to send a message and they wanted to send it to multiple people, they had to do a thing called a carbon copy where I don't even know all the details because I've never had to do it, but they would basically have multiple pieces of papers and a piece of carbon paper basically in the middle, and then when they typed it out or wrote it out, it would make another copy behind it, so they didn't have to write it out twice, and then they could send that copy to somebody else. So that's what that is. That's what that stands for. And then an email, for email, a BCC, a blind carbon copy, is it's going to send to somebody, but the original, the person who's it's being sent to isn't aware that it's being carbon copied to other people. You want to be kind of secretive. And then the second form of BCC is an abbreviation for blind carbon copy. Now we have BCD, all caps. It is the first form. Noun from circa 1962. A system of writing numbers in which each decimal digit is represented by its four-digit binary equivalent, as in 51 in BCD is 0101 space 0001. And I could go into more detail about that, but I don't want to mess up what I think is right, and you don't want to hear it anyway. But BCD stands for binary coded decimal. Now we have the second form of BCD. It is an abbreviation for bad conduct discharge. Next is BCE, all caps, abbreviation for 1, Bachelor of Chemical Engineering. Number 2, Bachelor of Civil Engineering. Number 3, before the Christian era. And that is often punctuated before the common era. Oh, so it's two things that are similar. Before the Christian era, and it's often punctuated, and also before the common era, and that is also often punctuated. I prefer before the Common Era. But I don't know. The whole year thing, you know, we're in the year like 13.7 billion, give or take. Now we have B, cell. That's capital B. And then the second word is cell, C-E-L-L. It is a noun from 1962. Any of the lymphocytes that have antigen-binding antibody molecules on the surface that comprise the antibody-secreting plasma cells when mature, and that in mammals differentiate in the bone marrow, called also B lymphocyte. And then it says compare to T cell, not B cell, but T cell. Let's see, the B is probably from the word bursa, or actually it's bursa derived. There's a hyphen, and that is produced by the bursa of Fabricius. I don't know what that is. Probably something in the body. Something. Next, we have BCF, all lowercase, abbreviation for billion cubic feet. Next, we have BCG, vaccine. BCG is all caps. This is a noun from 1925. A vaccine prepared from a living attenuated strain of tubercle bacilli and used to vaccinate human beings against tuberculosis. Oh, there's a dog barking upstairs. This is called also just BCG. This is from Bacillus calmette-guerin, an attenuated strain of tubercle bacilli. So that's what the BCG is. And this is from Albert Calmette, who died in 1933, and Camille Guérin, who died in 1961, and they were French bacteriologists. So they got together and they found this attenuated strain of tubercle bacilli that they called Bacillus Calmette-Guerin, and then they shortened that to BCG, and then the vaccine is the thing to help with BCG. Make sense? Good, let's move on to BCH. The B and the C are capitalized, abbreviation for Bachelor of Chemistry, or we could also say chemistry, but that doesn't make any sense, does it? Now we have BCHE. They are all caps except for the H. I assume chemistry is going to be in here somewhere. It is an abbreviation for Bachelor of Chemical Engineering. I was close. Now we have BCL, all caps, abbreviation for 1, Bachelor of Canon Law. And the canon is spelled C-A-N-O-N. And then number 2, Bachelor of Civil Law. Now we have BCN, all caps. This is an abbreviation for beacon. Excuse me. And then our last word for this episode is B-complex. Capital B, and then the word complex. Noun from 1933, and we just have the synonym vitamin B-complex. Oh boy, there were some good ones in this episode. Let's see. I think I'm going to pick, blah, 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 bloop, bloop, bleep, bloop, blah, blah. Let's pick B-boy as the word of the episode. I'll try and find pictures for some of the other ones I kind of liked. Yeah, I think that's it. Just a reminder to be aware of what you're touching, especially door handles. I think a lot of people, when they leave the bathroom especially, they don't think about the fact that a lot of people don't wash their hands, and then they touch the door, and then they got their hands dirty again. So whenever I'm leaving the bathroom, I always make sure I've got a paper towel in my hand or in my shirt if I have to, and I open it. I don't want to touch it. I know it sounds crazy, it sounds germophobic, but trust me, this is what you have to do to stop the spread of germs, and that is not, now is a time that has ever been more important. That sentence didn't make sense, but you understood what I meant. It is more important now than it ever has been to be aware of all of these things. When you actually start to think about what you touch every day, also don't touch your face. Make sure your hands are super clean before you touch your face. Try not to touch your face at all. Anyway, oh, coughing, sneezing. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Do it into your elbow or into a towel, tissue, something. But also, wash your hands afterward. I can't tell you how many people we see, especially at our gym, who go blow their nose, And then they just go right back to working out or doing whatever they're doing. We were in a bar. This guy was like hacking up and snorting and blew his nose. And then he just started touching stuff. Come on, be smart. Anyway, this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Thanks and goodbye.